At the Unity Conference in Washington, President Bush took questions from a panel of journalists. A member of the Native American Journalists Association asked him what sovereignty means in the 21st century.
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
While some Indians have laughed at the president's take on tribal self-government, others aren't so tickled. Mark Montano is vice chairman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa of Wisconsin.
He needs to realize that we've been sovereign a lot longer than the federal government has been around.
Montano says the president should regard Indian country as a self-ruled entity, like any of the world's nations.
Unfortunately, we got forced to sign treaties with the federal government that took a lot of our freedom away. But the native people throughout the country are becoming strong, educated, and also boisterous as a nation of people.
Montano says candidates should address health care and the environment if they want support from Indian voters. Meanwhile, President Bush's backers say his administration has given millions of dollars towards improving Indian schools. They add the GOP's values of smaller government and the sanctity of life are more in line with Native Americans than those of Democrats. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.